microphone master. The most innovative, understated, brothers out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, J-Love plays rock in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest from the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the fresh. East Coast, worldwide, to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, pipe right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. Hip-hop is the aspiration, it's breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Micromaster, J-Love, let's rock, banging and fine.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. I am J-Love, and you know, I can't do the show without my dog, my one and only homeboy, Blaze Rock. What's going on, man?
We're in the building, you know, keeping it gangster real, zeal. Yeah.
Speaking of in the building, before we get into a couple of things I want to touch on, I had to, you said in the building, yeah, we've talked about this on different times. We're involved with kids' sports on various levels. You kind of with the older young ladies with softball, and me with my 10-year-old's basketball. And we got scouted yesterday, man. It was the end of the season. It was the last game of the season, and there's an optional tournament. It was a few dollars, a nominal fee for a team to participate. So we decided to sign up, and there was one child, thankfully, that did not sign up. And, well, obviously I won't mention that young boy's name, but he doesn't need to be playing basketball. So thankfully, only 9 out of the 11 of my kids signed up. That's fine. But the coach, he's a real hard ass and a real jerk. And he signed up for the tournament, and I expected that he would. I was away one day last week and didn't get a chance to coach a couple of the games. We had a doubleheader, and apparently they beat us pretty bad. So he, after his game was up, he comes back in with a video camera and everything, and he comes back in, and he's scouting us. I'm thinking, these are 10, 11-year-olds, and I know we mentioned this just before offline, but you said, nah, Jay, that's kind of how it is these days. People take it to the extreme when they're in these kids' sports even.
But at the same time, you know, you want them to learn the competitive nature of the game, and you want them to be prepared. But sometimes I think we all like to pretend that never occurred when we were younger either. When you think about it, when we were younger, the coaches were probably more hard on it, more about it. You know, they were like, yeah, let's go. We got to win at all costs, you know? I don't think it's any different. I think it's just now we've gotten so desensitized. We've gotten to the point where, because all of a sudden it went from the champions get a trophy to the champions, the runner-ups get a trophy, and then the guys who shouldn't even been in the building get a certificate of participation. Right. And you know, and I still call that the certification of the 96, because you know, now all you got to do is show up. But when we were younger, of course, you pretty much had to perform, and if you didn't perform, you lost, and everybody wanted to win. So I think, you know, it is unusual. It's still, you know, it's probably a little overboard. But as long as he isn't being a complete douchebag, you know, yelling at the kids directly or something like that, you know, you got to take it.
Yeah, it should be fun. So I think this show should be fun, and eventually, so setting the table a little bit, towards the end of this episode, Blaze is going to give us his review on the Avengers. He you know, Blaze had to see it, so he's definitely going to give us his thoughts on that. But we're going to get into a couple tracks and come right back, get into it. This one is from Focus. It's called Wow. Then Socrates, called Tomorrow. Sometimes Socrates is a little bit inconsistent. I think this one is a good one. And Concept featuring Soul Con is called Aspiration. So Focus, Socrates, Concept. You're listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
I How can I match these cats? How I give my girl a gift if they give girls racks? How I give my girl a ring when they give girls rocks? How I give my girl a knot when they give girls stacks? Now I ain't saying I'm broke by no means. I won't be like cats who sell weed, steady blowing my own green. What I'm left with, nothing. I won't stress for nothing. I'm blessed, but I will only invest in my home team. Do nothing on gratis. Yes, I grind hard for the cabbage. How I do it's far above average. Got three running and still one in the carriage. No, I ain't embarrassed. Call me Raj Rabbit. My wife is like Jessica, blessed with a woman who puts love before carrots. There's a lot of love in this marriage. Yeah, I got my own way of thinking, so I ain't blending in with these parrots. I'm just trying to be me though. The way y'all love these rappers messing with my libido. It's like somebody screaming while I'm shooting my free throw. For real, me and these rappers will never be equals. I be trying to just go out and chill with my people. Y'all be looking for gold bottles and coke by the kilo. Hoping to find out how many celebrities we know. Trying to find a keyhole that unlocks my dream home. And what y'all need to know for? Nothing I'm driving opens up with suicide doors. I ain't no party animal. I ain't trying to be out to the moon. I'm just trying to get through the night show. I don't want to be at no strip club throwing money on the floor when I got me somewhere better I can go. And my wife is 100 on a scale of 1 to 4. And my life's what I wanted and I didn't even know, yo.
But here's my new chick, hit the turn. Send my old to the crematorium, it's time to earn. Get it? Go get it. The money and the power, man. My future's a lady, body tight, like an hourglass running out of time. Treat her with respect, my future's a dime.
Would you go? Could you go? Cross the line, running out of your mind. Would you go? Go. Yeah, say tomorrow's mine, tomorrow's mine. Would you go?
Oh, let it burn. Yeah, let it burn. Slow, slow, yo. Let it burn. Slow, slow, yo. Let it burn.
Oh, a voice for the new generation is needed, cause winning's overdue. Young Malcolm, he don't need no gun and he don't need no crew. Young Rosa, she ain't wanna, she wanna go to school and visualize what life is like without the coop. Full of chicken heads, yeah, she thinking bread. New flow, Empress's new groove, no Cusco. Do that dance, mama, Michelle Obama for president. Ooh, girl, represent, potential was limitless. You ain't need a pill still, the story is relevant. Would you do it, could you do it? Consequences have been sent. I promote you, make you vote, stay afloat.
Would you go, could you go?
cross the line, running out of your mind. Would you go? Go. Say tomorrow's mine, tomorrow's mine. Would you go? And if you're looking for that bright light, but you're feeling so paralyzed, let the words re-energize you, energize, energize. Oh, okay, here we go, here we go. Stomping like a Yeti, only tippy-toeing, tippy-toes. Knowing that I'm heavy like a Sasquatch. Even my mascot is feeling foie du gras on his ascot. Now get the ducking, cause it's hunting season. Got my camo, got my ammo, hollow points even. Heavens to Murgatroyd, I send you to purgatory. Take some time to think about it. Oh, okay, believe them. I just wanna have a little fun, girl. It's such a cold world, be my wonder. Wow, and we can get it out together. Thunder and lightning, no matter the weather. Would you go? Could you go? Cross the line. Running out of your mind, would you go? Go. Could you cross that line? Say tomorrow's mine, would you go? Oh, oh, let it burn. Let it burn. Would you go? Let it burn. Would you go? Slow. Would you go? Let it burn. Could you go?
Necessities of happiness, preferably I'm traveling. The cash with me, rapping, a family, and balancing. Life isn't money, but like the nicer things, which cost a bit of money, like how I like to drink. So think about it logically, a boat asking too much, flowing past with two buds, I won't crash if you trust. My music enough, it's that true lick of love, but that green is the steam and that fuel lifts us up. I just want to see Australia and Italy and Spain. See, New York is my home, but everybody needs a change. Meeting different faces and interest in places, see the way that they live and kicking it with they chicks. Ain't this the high life to take trips when I like? Days of expenses are paid with how I write. To pull thousands in and have them sing the words with me. It's only worth living if my living works with me.
If I ain't got it, then I don't need it. There's a beautiful tomorrow when I done seen it. Every day's a cookout, every night's a soiree. My eye on the honey and I'm looking to parlay. If I ain't got it, then I don't need it. There's a beautiful tomorrow when I done seen it. Every day's a cookout. Gotta be nice and soiree. My eye on the honey and I'm looking to parlay.
Never thought that I'd be ready, but I guess I'm ready enough. The one that is next to me, help me get that love. See, I'm tired of... See, it's not just a lust, it's a family, a girl, it's the one that you trust. It's the one that likes to listen to the lyrics I kick. Not one just concerned with material. Understands a lover's plan, she ain't fearing it. When on the road, she's at home, she'll be steering the kids in directions to go. And when the pressure does grow, she understands, we'll get through it. In the end, we both know, it's the good life, we should fight for a better place. So she lets me do my thing, but I still tell her to relate. See, a doesn't give you that need or completion. Satisfied feeling, fall asleep on the beach when we're next to the crib, built in time from the ground up. Together it's the good life, and finally found us.
If I ain't got it, then I don't need it. There's a beautiful tomorrow when I done seen it. Every day's a cookout, every night's a soiree. My eye on the honey and I'm looking to parlay. If I ain't got it, then I don't need it. There's a beautiful tomorrow when I done seen it. Every day's a cookout, every night's a soiree. My eye on the honey and I'm looking to parlay.
See, I'm standing up at 23 to sit down at 32. A lot of dreams, a lot of plans, but still a lot of work to do. But that's cool if that tool that you use can fill up your heart, cause without it, the true blues will kill us. So what's most important is applause from my fan base, the presence of a genuine smile and a handshake. Better than a compliment.
accomplishment, achieving the gratitude. So breathing, eating, sleeping, even dreaming out these raps for you. When life's down, the mic sound can make me feel good again. And just when I thought that hard lifestyle wouldn't end. So knowing where I take it was encoded in my patience. Patience is the key that you need to keep chasing. Dreams to be creative, it feeds my means of making my life worthwhile, it is vital innovation. One goal, happiness, son, don't rap against. Magic is extravagant, good life I have to get.
If I ain't got it, then I don't need it. It's a beautiful tomorrow when I done seen it. Every day's a good guy, every night's a soiree. My eye on the honey and I'm looking to parlay. I feel like I could give it away and still be fine, and still be fine. I feel like I could give it away and still be fine, and still be fine.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. So, I wanted to talk a little bit about maybe your thoughts on what price fame. And this is what I mean by that. Not just music, but in all walks of life. We know that recently, this past week, Junior Seau committed suicide. And there were some people started to mention how a lot of former football players, and I don't know if it's necessarily, if you would call it, the evidence to be so conclusive to say that football causes these, you know, causes people to take their lives in this way. But anyway, so when you think about concussions, you think about hip hop, you think of street cred, you think of the white collar workers. They work long, long hours to try to for billable hours, or to try to raise up the corporate ladder. So all these things that come in, the price of fame, the price of success, whether it's concussions and later on in life your health is affected, whether it's trying to maintain a certain image in music, or whether it's just spending so 16, 18 hours in the office to not have any time for your family. What price is too much to pay for a career, Blaze? If you can, you know, when you think about that, is there a price too great when it comes to your career and being successful?
You know, I don't know if there's a price. I think that price is relative to the person. I think that even the recent connection between concussion and football, I don't know if that's a deterrent from being in football. You know, because I think just like anything, I mean, for what it's worth, driving a car is a risky process. You know, there's literally millions of opportunities for you to be killed in a vehicle. You know, just driving to the store to get milk, but I don't think that makes it less necessary to go get milk or whatever you have to do. So I think that the price that you pay for your career is up to you, and you can alter that in any manner, up, down, or otherwise, if you so feel, money. I think people become slaves to their careers. That's the problem. So you can't just say, okay, you know what, this is it, I'm going to do something. Cognitively say that, yeah, I'm fine with doing what I'm doing. I feel like, you know, I feel good doing what I'm doing. And there is no price to, you know, there is no too much amount of price. But I think if you have no choice, put yourself in danger because you don't know any better or something like that, I think that goes beyond the simplicity of what people like to assume that this is the one-to-one effect of what I've done. I don't know. You know what I mean? Because I can say this, that the better paying jobs that we have in our nation right now are jobs you're sitting in front of a computer or sitting in an office or something like that, you know. And when you think about it, shoot, those are some people health wise. Those jobs are often more detrimental to a person than some more active jobs like construction, which doesn't sound like it makes sense, but it does. So you really have to wonder, you know, are we getting to a point where we're paying attention to things that really don't matter as far as opposed to simply doing as much as we need to do.
Yeah.
And
I think
and I'm sorry to cut you off, but it also includes the fact that when you think back in the history of America, the reason why our work weeks were 5 days and 40 hours wasn't as a result of need, but it was a result of desire I think that kind of speaks to the same issue that we're talking about. If you have a desire for certain things, there is no room for too much. There is no too much in price. If your desire is to have a surplus, if your desire is to go further than the immediate goal, then there is no price that's too much. But I think if your ultimate goal or your desire is for a particular goal or a particular amount of achievement, once you've reached that, you're still in control enough to say, okay, I'm going to do something else.
True. And I think it's oftentimes if you're doing something that you have an interest in doing, a passion about, I often refer to Chris Rock a lot. I think of his comedy is really relevant in terms of, what was it? He was probably just regurgitating something he had heard from somebody else, but he said that if you're doing something that you love, there's not enough hours in the day.
Exactly.
When you're at the end of the day saying, gosh, I can't wait to get back to finish, to continue where I left off. But if you're doing something that you hate, then time stands still and you loathe getting ready to go to work. It's like my 10-year-old, he's doing an assignment right now, and my wife says to him, all right, I want you to spend about an hour and a half doing this. And he's an hour and a half, but if he was playing video games, you say, oh, only right. An hour and a half?
Absolutely.
So it's just
the perspective. And I think another thing that we often, a lot of times we do this a lot, I find myself doing too, is we don't always engage in things that we enjoy. So to us, you know, it's like, dang, how much time do I have to put in this? How much is that going to cost? You know, whatever. But when you really get down to it, you're like, I mean, if for example your goal is to buy a Ferrari, you're not gonna be satisfied buying a Super Bowl.
Right.
You know? And I think that when you put in that position to have the opportunity to do things that you love, to make a lot of money from it, there is no such thing as a price to it. It's a price because you're not paying for it at that point.
So yeah, we're gonna get into a couple tracks. One of this artist, I've been hunting him down, and he probably shot me this track to shut me up, because I'm gonna lock him down, and we're gonna have a conversation here in the coming weeks. But this first track is a new one by King T featuring Xzibit and Butch Cassidy. It's called Pussy. And then the second one is by DJ Turay featuring Be Legit and D-Lo. It's called She Like. So King T and then DJ Turay. So we're gonna get into those and come right back with want to hear Blaze's take on an article that was recently written that concerned Jay-Z. So we're gonna get to a couple tracks. Come right back. You're listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Why? Because what I got to tell you is more powerful than a head-on collision going 90 miles an hour on a one-way street. Well, what is it? Are you ready, girl? Yeah, I'm a motherfucking pimp.
Slump low, gun hole, white navy, 2012, steel t-shirt and khakis, 26 inch size shoes, all cavi, look, no tents, the feds looking at me, so funny, all this for more money, kept it all gravy, stacking since the 80s, now they got these rad ass bitches taking pictures, that shit don't move me, shoot a whole movie, I'm still up at Stars, trying to bump an educated groupie, bitch with nice brain and big booty, I rock the Sean John or the coochie, I'm the bathing nigga. In the flesh, all raw, no whoopee. Ooh wee, Tila so OG. Ask your big homie, bet that nigga know me. Looking for them ballers, well it ain't none left. I'm in the diamond lane by myself. Tell them
there's one thing that still sells. That pussy makes more than the yayo, yayo, yayo. 'Cause there's one thing that still sells. That pussy makes more than the yayo.
Today that we made it to raise your glasses. Martinis, bikinis be riding up in their ass. And just another production, handcuffing them quick. Fucking a bitch on that material shit. We gon' be calling it quits. She gon' be cursing me out. She gon' be listening to slow jams, rubbing one out. Reminiscing and missing, getting drilled on my couch. 'Cause you can't get pregnant in your mouth. So I'ma send us out to the ones that be ready and willing. That be feeling that feeling. Down for popping a pillin'. Then I'm serial killing. Your ass is one in a million. Come on. Helping my whip, my dick is big as a building. Want me to father your children, but you can't have that position, because I'm off on that mission. Escorted off my property, dragging and kicking, 'cause you just don't listen. Plus you lack ambition, all your whack ass bitches go and fix your kitchen.
That still sells. That pussy makes more than the yayo, yayo, yayo. 'Cause there's one thing that still sells. That pussy
So I FedEx packaged it. Sent her on the globe, but bought my dough and she came back with it. I ain't stick my dick in her seat, all I did was manage it. She tried to run that game on me, but Silky ain't no amateur. I spent the stack on her, I call it re-ing up. I knocked a friend, now that's what I call a double up. Pimpin', pimpin', you know what that game is. All this profession selling more than Kane is. I'm talking money, can you understand my language? Why you think the feds took the escorts off of Craigslist? Off to the back page, back to the plate again. The ghetto ain't seen this much money since Reagan. He put the dope in it, I put the hoes in it. All I fuck with is prostitutes and gold diggers. Everybody spin, even the politicians. It ain't tricking if you got it, I'm sending the bitch to get it.
That's my hoe.
You won't catch me mixing in the kitchen. I'm spitting, dishing out wisdom to any bitch that'll listen. Hoping selling pussy before the Bible was written. And you thinking it's gonna stop, my nigga? Who is you kidding?
Who is you kidding?
You can't make a hoe into a housewife, but you could turn a housewife a hoe with your mouth tight. I'm sure the pussy good and the hair sick, but I'm trying to get rich out the pump, bitch.
One thing that still sells, that pussy makes more than the yayo, yayo, yayo. Cause there's one thing that still sells, that pussy makes more than the yayo, yayo, yayo.
Stand up.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Recently, there was an article written by a writer by the name of Phil Mushnick in New York. I forget the paper. I don't know if it was the Post or if it was, but it was a New York publication in which he kind of, it was a Post. Okay. So he called out Jay-Z essentially, and I'll read it next. There's the most popular excerpt from this particular article is this, and I want to get your thoughts on not just the quote, but just the article in general, Blaze, if you had a chance to read. But it says, as long as the Nets are allowing Jay-Z to call their marketing shots, what a shock that he chose black and white as the new team colors to stress, as the Nets explain, their new urban home. Now, why not have him apply the full Jay-Z treatment? Why the Brooklyn Nets? Why not the New York niggas? The cheerleaders could be the Brooklyn bitches or hoes. Team logo, a 9mm with a hollow tip, shell casing strewn beneath. Wanna be Jay-Z hip? Then go all the way. And that's a quote from Phil Mushnick's article in the Post. So I wanted to get your thoughts on that. I mean, obviously Mr. Mushnick has an issue with hip hop and some things related with the culture, but I want to get your thoughts on that article and just his comments, please.
Dude, I unfortunately feel like I'm kind of torn between.
Okay.
Between, and it's because I analyzed that article for what its purpose was.
Right.
As opposed to simply attacking the particular choice of words that a lot of the news media is really latching on to. And not
right.
just the media, but the people like us who are out there just kind of, you know, going about their daily day. And they see some writer in the New York Post, you know, says, oh, they should have just called them the New York Knicks. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, right.
So I'm looking at it. When I analyze an article like that, I understand where he's coming from. Or I understand what he's trying to get at, I should say. I don't agree with it. I don't understand where he's coming from. But I understand the direction he's trying to take. Is it an attack on Jay-Z's means of acquiring the funds to be involved in this situation? Yeah, it probably has more to do with that. Is it a thinly veiled disgust for a successful black American that basically built his empire on a culture that's still considered to be less than savory? Yes, absolutely. Do I think he played himself out by using phraseology like that? Sure. I read an article that was his response to what people were saying. And he says, Jay-Z profits from the worst and most sustaining self-enslaving stereotypes of black American culture. And I'm the racist? Some truths, I guess, are just hard to read and let alone think about. And I'm going to tell you right now, he's absolutely right.
Right.
Because how can any black person in any way, shape, or form cop an attitude for him saying that when the way we address each other is whether or not that's my nigga or not?
Yeah, right.
When you turn on the radio and half the songs out right now, basically you hear the hooks and it is, these is my... and I mean, yeah. It's blanked out, but you and I know and everybody listening knows that it's saying niggas.
Right.
And so how do we attach this stigma to the word nigga when you can't turn on the radio half the time without hearing it? You walk down the street and everybody's saying it, and it's this big deal. Has Jay-Z profited off of the worst type of existence? Yeah, absolutely. So did Martin Scorsese. So has, I mean, you can go on down the line that most people profit off of the misfortunes of their culture, the misfortunes of their races, the misfortunes of their upbringing. That's what people gravitate to. It's so pie in the sky to pretend that every single person who's successful has done it in a manner that's Puritan, that's pure and Quaker free, and I mean, it's everything that you want it to be. You'd be a fool to believe. You hear the language that these CEOs use amongst each other. You hear the language that's used in most of these Fortune 500 companies. You hear the language that somebody like Steve Jobs used in regards to other companies, you know, as far as Microsoft. And so you go on down the line, you hear the same thing. But because Jay-Z's black and Jay-Z used rap, that becomes the reason that we need to write an article that's basically shaming them for him taking the opportunity or being given the opportunity to do something like this. Here's the other point that I think is pretty poignant. It's amazing that it took someone from another country altogether to have somebody like Jay-Z or someone in Jay-Z's type of position to give someone that type of opportunity. Someone from another country had to do that. We have 32 basketball teams in the NBA. We have 32, 35 NFL teams. It's all these different teams that took someone from another country, and all we can focus on is whether or not his lyrics have the word nigga in them. And the other thing is, you have to wonder if let's say Will Smith was in that position, would we be having the same conversation? He's in rap. But some of that responsibility still falls back on Jay-Z. You think about the fact that the man's like 42 years old, you're still running around talking about bitches, hoes, and niggas all throughout your music. And it's like, how is that helping people grow?
Yeah. It's interesting because we know that when he, it's almost like that Dr. Dre symptom as well. Remember when Dre tried to come out with an album? It was a whack album, but he tried to come with the album and say, hey, this is not the image that I want to portray. I can have good music and quality music without this. And people said, no, you really can't. And then he went back and he acquiesced. The same thing with Jay when he tried to have an album that was much more thoughtful.
Much more mature. And everybody
much more mature,
said
yes.
It was garbage. But you know what I have a problem with still? This is, I don't adhere to the real hip hop concept. Because
right.
To me, and I'm probably in the minority of this, to me, Jay-Z is a character. Okay?
Right.
Sean Carter is the dude who's signing that check. Sean Carter is the dude who's doing the work, you know, to as far as getting the nets going and changing the logo and the marketing scheme, etc. That's Sean Carter. Jay-Z is the rapper. Just
right.
Like Rob, just like Robert De Niro, is not his character from Casino. Robert
yes.
De Niro is not his character from Goodfellas, or you know, on down the line when you think you know. I'll go even further. I'll say Robert Downey Jr. is not freaking Iron Man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So why are we applying what the character does to what the person does? I always laugh when I was younger when you hear interview actors. And they would refer to the character they played in the third person. And it really isn't in the third person because it symbolizes the fact that, hey, I am John Sinclair, not this character. So when they say, you know, the character does blah, 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 and I never understood that until I got a little older, that you are separating yourself from the character. And I think that's something that hip-hop, despite the fact that hip-hop's old, you know, hip-hop, the listeners, the constituency, the culture itself, hasn't grown up to know we have to separate the character from the person.
Right. It's one of those things where you think of David Bowie. I think it was in the 70s, the early to mid-70s, and he had that Ziggy Stardust album.
Perfect.
And that was a character that he took on in order to do that. And I think if you separate that, that is a big thing. Instead of So I think you bring up some definitely valid points. And I agree with you on both things. It's like the holding that mirror up to yourself to say, well, this is the image you portray. You can't get mad at somebody for just throwing what you throw out right back at you. But at the same time, also, what's wrong with somebody being successful and making business decisions and being successful with that and trying to go on and be successful and trying to go on and build an empire, whatever the correct term that you want to use.
If you can be successful selling garbage, you can definitely be successful selling selling goodness.
Right.
Indeed. And to me, that's why I say it pretty much transcends any of that cultural pretend that people are going through. I think it's not.
So we're going to get into a couple tracks real quick. We're going to get into a new one from Casuals called Rock My Ish. Brother Ali, Not a Day Goes By. AWAX, Rapper Blood, hashtag Rapper Blood. Anyway, so Casual, Brother Ali, AWAX. You listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com.
Yes, sir.
I came to rock my shit and record it so y'all can knock my shit and support it. Don't get it distorted. I'm not one of these wannabe G's. Please know that ain't my steezo. I came to rock my shit and record
recorded so y'all can knock my shit and support it. Don't get it distorted. I'm not one of these wannabe G's. Please know that ain't my stizzo.
Who's hot? Him? Why? Somebody shot him. Let me warn you niggas now. I am not him. Stock rims or rock block Tims. Barbershop trim. Why you niggas hot block trim and hot box Sims? Front like you don't see my shine. Come on, nigga. The chain swang back and forth like my tumbo finger. You acting soft, backing off. It's not Christ-like snatching your platinum cross, but still, the ice nice and for the right price. You might heist these cats shiesty. They handle their gats nicely. Riding, getting high, feet us highly unlikely. Y'all should go check. There might be none like me. You supposed to be listening. I hope you're silent. How you give advice to the shrink when y'all clients from broken homes still smoking on ultraviolets? Keep your focus on. Ay, this the dopest song. It go,
I came to rock my shit and record it so y'all can knock my shit and support it. Don't get it distorted. I'm not one of these wannabe G's. Please know that ain't my stizzo. I came to rock my shit and record it so y'all can knock my shit and support it. Don't get it distorted. I'm not one of these wannabe G's. Please know that ain't my stizzo.
High rolls, a cult of unique individuals. You perform rap shows, we perform rituals. You could grit your teeth and grind your enamel, but this habitual spit like a Lamar Campbell. If a rhymer wanna gamble, pick the one who come the closest. Better make him fall back like summer's over, cause I'm a soldier like MacArthur, General Patton. I'm backpacking, not another criminal rapping. No subliminal crafty little lyrics to diss you, but rappers paranoid, but I still hear it's an issue. It's official, I'ma miss you guys. Your songs cool off so fast that they crystallize. If I drew down, then why did the pistol rise? When I celebrate the New Year's, the fiscal kind, my shit's refined with this fine chick of mine. Sipping on the coconut with the twisted lime, it go.
I came to rock my shit and record it so y'all can knock my shit and support it. Don't get it distorted. I'm not one of these wannabe G's. Please know that ain't my stizzo. I came to rock my shit and record it so y'all can knock my shit and support it. Don't get it distorted. I'm not one of these wannabe G's. Please know that ain't my stizzo.
Human garbage, oozing out it. Bunch of dudes in a stupid outfit, trying to call a group of movement. Stop it. I grabbed a brush and started painting pictures. Grabbed the mic and looked at God and said, okay, hit it.
What's with all these rappers, blood? I'm not just some rapper, blood. Looking at my Louis shoe, wiping off a rapper's blood. I can fuck your main bitch just cause I'm a rapper, blood. Flush the rubber when I'm done, but I leave the rapper blood.
Rapper blood, 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 rapper blood.
Hopefully the feds think I'm just a rapper blood. Still got that plug one time you had the plug. Got hit and told one time who was the plug. Gossiping bitches, I know what it was. You were thinking I was just an MC. I was thinking buy another 10 keys. If it only carries doing 3 years, we might as well do it too and eat big. This is what you suckers try to teach kids. Rap music ain't nothing like no street biz. When I finish with it, wipe the piece. Rap music ain't nothing like the streets. What's with all these rappers, blood? I'm not just some rapper, blood. Looking at my Louis shoe, wiping off a rapper's blood. I can fuck your main bitch just cause I'm a rapper, blood. Flush the rubber when I'm done, but I leave the rapper blood.
Rapper blood, 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 rapper blood.
I fuck with the dealers. Not so much the rappers. Big ol' 18-wheeler containing that package. About to hit the hood. Open up the floodgates. Only thing I fear is fans coming with a drug case. Shout out to all the homies upstate. Thinking about it only frustrates me. Some of them ain't ever coming home. Slowly but surely, I'm becoming known. Rapper blood, rapper blood. What's up with that rapper blood? Talking all that shit in your music, but never back it up. Better stick to rapping blood, or something can happen, blood. Bait them in the whip, then we draw down and kidnap them, blood. What's with all these rappers, blood? I'm not just some rapper blood. Looking at my Louis shoe, wiping off a rapper's blood. I can fuck your main bitch just cause I'm a rapper blood. Flush the rubber when I'm done, but I leave the rapper blood.
Rapper blood, rapper blood, rapper blood.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. So a few episodes ago, we talked a little bit about Blaze Rocks, but we talked about the new Batman movie and also the Avengers movie that's coming out, and the Avengers movie is out. So Blaze, I want you to give your review because I know that you saw it, so I want to hear what you thought, man. So
I'm gonna keep it real simple. I don't want to give it away too much. Dope movie, go see the movie. Bam, that's it.
All good. So was it what action? Because that's one of the things we talked about with the Batman. With the Batman franchise, this one, it's more of a character building and whatnot, and the Avengers more action and all that stuff.
You know what? I think the best way to describe it is the Batman movies are more cerebral. They're more along the lines of what the Batman character is. Batman was never intended to be this super action hero like Superman or something like that. He was smart, he's a detective, you know, he uses his mind as much as his physical abilities. Now, the Avengers is not that type of movie. Or it's not that type of series. It was never that type of comic. It is essentially the big fantasy beat 'em up action. The war is on. You know, these guys are here to save the day type of thing. And it excels and succeeds on every single level. Even if you don't know anything about the comics, they do a good job of setting it up. If you don't know anything about the previous movies, they did an excellent job of setting those pieces up in order to get you to understand why the hell we're here and what the hell is about to go on. I'll say this straight up. Every single actor involved in this movie on a heavy level just absolutely knocked it out of the park. There was no actor where you were like, why are you here? You know, there was no situation where you felt like, I'm confused. It was a good job of developing the characters for the audience with without it being too long and lengthy. All the dialogue was witty, back and forth. It was action packed. The pace was good. It wasn't too fast, but at the same time, you weren't lulled to sleep. The graphics, the cinematography, incredible. There's nothing I can say right now that I can't work with you feeling like, oh, that wasn't good enough, or oh, this was all right. Everything about it, you go in, you pretty much strap into your seat, and from that point forward, it's bang, 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 bang. It just gets, it's good at the beginning, and it just keeps getting better. It's awesome. And I don't go to the movies an awful lot, so to be able to say that I went to the movies, paid $7.50 for a ticket during a matinee with
gotcha. I knew I had to get your input on that. The boys actually tried to go on Friday when their aunt tried to take them, and every show was sold out until I think almost up to midnight. And so,
let me just say, this is what we did. We were slick about it. We went to a 3 o'clock show Friday afternoon. I went to grab the kids out of school. Went to see it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We got there. Nobody here. By the time the movie's over, when we go out, we're walking out back to the car. The whole parking lot's packed. The lines to the ticket office packed everywhere. And I know a couple other people who wanted to see it that evening went and just were like, geez, can't even get it. So, but yeah, it's worth every penny. If you haven't seen it, anybody, I'm telling you, definitely go check it out. Don't be discouraged if you haven't seen any of the previous movies or you're not a big superhero comic buff. Even if you're just into action or into a decent movie, you'll definitely come out. Please.
That's what's up. So we're going to get into a quick song and then come right back and then send y'all out with a couple cool bangers. But this one is Illmaculate featuring Tech N9ne and Chris Calico. It's called Ghost Study. So Illmaculate, we're gonna be right back. You're listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com.
Yes sir.
Take a picture, it lasts longer. Fuck with me, I'm raping your sister with glass bottles. But this year I got the beam on the pistol, and all that's legit, my hands clean as a whistle. But if I buy a drop top, I ain't souping it up. You can already put the roof in the trunk. I confuse counting funds for counting brews and a blunt. Party animals, yeah, we got the goose and a skunk. Holla at us.
While I'm teaching a lesson and go still steady.
Look at me, the example of what you ought to be. Stopping these pop MCs when I'm off of E, I make mockeries. Socrates is the prophecy that most you bust off of me. Watch the velocity, never getting cocky, brush off of me. All hail the teacher, y'all fail to reach us. With your tall tales of tall male and leisure. Can't even call bail when the law jails and seizure. Nina's a raw cell and you all frail, can't read ya. When I get on it, they get to taking they hats off. Cause I bust them lyrics that I have a lick in my max sauce. Your chicks with a Sasquatch, having that tossed by this rap boss. You kissed her, that's my dick's backwash. Only an ill with the Nina is so gully. Downright dirty, bloody murder, we so muddy. So before you get balls enough to come and blow for me, do your research before you step to me and go study.
Hey, oh, hey, oh, don't let them fool ya. Everything we say ain't gon' do ya. People are guessing, listen to the words that we're stressing. Pay attention while I'm teaching a lesson and go study. Hey, oh, hey, oh, don't let them fool ya. Everything we say ain't gon' do ya. People are guessing, listen to the words that we're stressing. Pay attention while I'm teaching a lesson and go study.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. As always, thank you for supporting the DubCNN Radio Networks. Make sure you hit us up at MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com. You can also hit us up on the phone. Just Google us, Microphone Masters Radio Show, and you can like us on Facebook. Make sure to hit up the forums on DubCNN.com and show your support and show your love and spread the word. Now, Blaze, I had to share this. I mean, I hit you up on this, but I haven't talked to you about this. So I'm sitting, I was taking my son to practice the other day. Yes, it's partially a sports related thing. So I'm taking my son to practice the other day and he says, Dad, can you teach me how to rap?
That was funny.
And I said, son, what do you mean? Why do you want me to teach you how to rap? Because when I hear you rap or when I see you, it sounds like it's really fun, so I want you to teach me how to rap. I said, all right, son. Cool. So I was still unsure as to whether or not I was gonna try to go through the process of trying to teach my son about hip hop and rap and all that good stuff and how to rap. So then I posted it on my Facebook and then you mentioned that, you know, you gave me a thumbs up and a couple other folks said, yeah, do that, Jay. And I was wondering, obviously you do music, have any of your kids ever come to you and said, Dad, teach us how to rap?
Check this out, dude. I have a 16 that my son wrote on my wall. On my wall. So yeah, nice. I mean that's about as close. My other kids aren't as that. They're not really into music like that. But you know, little Marlos will be like, hey, you know, I'm trying to, you know, I want to, you know, he'll be in here rapping whatever, and, you know, he's into it, but he's I think kind of like your son about it. He's like, you know, it just seems like it's fun, and I think that's pretty cool. You know, I think it's good that they just enjoy. Whereas I think a lot of us, and I think you and I both have had this conversation before, is you get disillusioned with all the crap that comes along with it, and making it into something other than being an expression of opportunity and you know, enjoyment. And it is fun, you know, when you do it, when you get down. I mean, no, there's nothing like hearing a dope beat, and then you're like, you know what? Let me do something to this real quick. There's nothing, there's nothing more fun than that. And I think it's sobering. And I mean, for me, when I saw you write that on Facebook, it was one of those things that made me say, you know, maybe that's the thing that we're all, you know, we've all kind of gotten away from, is that what we're doing and what we've done with hip hop is supposed to be.
Yeah. It's the coolest thing was kind of sitting back and just talking to him about stuff and thinking about it. He said, well, how often did you write? And just kind of sharing with him. I said, son, I wrote so many terrible raps.
Heck yeah.
Before I became even halfway decent. And then so many of those halfway decent ones before I became what I felt confident in. And then playing them stuff. Of course, I played him some Western Block stuff, played him some Unprecedented stuff, and just listening. And it's funny because when I play like Child of God, and he starts singing the chorus of Child of God or knowing some of the lyrics, and then playing them, everybody up, and he's, yeah, I like that. And then talking to him about different mood, and hey, does this make you feel happy without getting so super complex? Think about social issues, son.
Yo, I need to set off a revolution, yeah. No, sometimes you just gotta enjoy.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see. I'll keep you posted on how that goes. I told him, I said, just think about it's about expression. It's just like when you're writing a paper, you like different authors. You maybe take some different things from different people, from different maybe writers or rappers, and inform your own style. But that comes over time, so don't worry about that. Just worry about you enjoying expressing yourself and having fun with it. So speaking of expressing yourselves, we're going to head out on this note. We got one from, who was it? I know we played Socrates a little earlier, so we're going to head out with Kid Static. It's called Moonlight. So Kid Static is called Moonlight. I thought it was something a little different to head out with. So we're going to catch y'all next time. You're listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show. For Blaze Rock, I'm Jay Love. We'll catch y'all next time.
State of mind, I ain't lying like a lion, lying down now. Now, calm down, child. It's just a scene, got me wild now. You taste like moonlight, lose my state of mind. I ain't lying like a lion, lying down now. Now, calm down, child. It's just a scene, got me wild now. I got moonlight shining down. This one is for sure. You wanna be filling it out, but that stage is gone for good. Too long. Oh, it took way too long. But now you got it and it's going on so strong.
I got moonlight
shining down. State of mind, I ain't lying like a lion, lying down now. Now, calm down, child. It's just a scene, got me wild now. You taste like moonlight, lose my state of mind. I ain't lying like a lion, lying down now. Now, calm down, child. It's just a scene, got me wild.